Hi, I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to the Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare.
Well, we're talking today about Atlas Orthogonal, which is a specific upper cervical technique that we use here at the Prather Practice.
Correct.
Dr. Prather, you're board certified.
I am.
And I believe the only one in the state of Indiana that's board certified.
I am.
So, without having to spell it, what is Atlas Orthogonal? It is so funny when people call and they say, I'm looking for an Atlas, or, you know, it's...
You kind of know what they're trying to say.
Right.
But most of them kind of stumble over that word.
Uh-huh. Orthogonal.
Orthogonal.
So what is Atlas Orthogonal?
Well, the atlas is the top bone of the vertebrae. Mm-hmm. So you have your 7 cervical vertebrae and the top one on that holds up the head. Therefore, atlas, like Atlas holding up the world.
Uh-huh.
It's a very small bone holding up a very large skull. So the
some of us larger than others.
Some of us larger than others.
Some of us heavier than others.
Right. You can vary on head weight between 15 and 30 pounds.
Wow.
So, you know, there's quite a difference on that. And then the atlas itself weighs about 2 ounces. So you can place it on your hand, and if it's a dried bone, you can actually blow it off.
That's, you know, it's really amazing that holds...
Your head up.
Your head up that weighs between 15 and 30 pounds.
Yes.
And moves and rotates and...
Right. It's what's called a freely diathyroidal joint, which means it moves in all directions.
Okay.
You know, that's why you can swivel your head all around.
But not like carry or the...
Right, yeah. You can't be like an owl and turn your head, you know, uh-huh. halfway around. There is a limit. But the atlas is what makes your head so movable. And being able to see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very small bone in a very critical area. And then orthogonal just means at right angles. In other words, one of the things that we talk about here and we keep drumming in mm-hmm. is that we are a structure function office. And the atlas is one of the most important parts of the structural part. Because the atlas is right at the lower brainstem, which controls all the autonomic nervous system, all the things that you don't think about. You know, your heartbeat, how your lungs work, the pH of your body, your digestion. All that is controlled by that area of the body. So it's a very critical area, but it's also a very vulnerable area because you've got the very large head, very small atlas.
Speak for yourself.
I have been accused of having a big head at times, but so it's a very critical type of area, but we want that at homeostasis. Homeostasis mm-hmm. is balance. So there is a perfect balance of that atlas. And as you achieve that, it has a huge neurological effect on the body, which results in a large physiological effect. So structure affects function, function affects structure. All those things work together for homeostasis in the body. And the atlas is absolutely one of the most critical parts of keeping the body balanced. And the orthogonal, mm-hmm. You know, talks about that. There is a perfect position for that atlas, and we try to achieve that perfect position. Mm-hmm. That's what we are doing, and the better that we can achieve it, the better health the person will have. It has huge effects on your health.
So does the whole nervous system go through that atlas?
The entire nervous system goes through that area.
Okay. Does it do that with any other vertebrae?
No.
Interesting.
I mean, you know, once you start there, then you start the whole cycle, and you have an entire cascading effect. The body wants to keep the head level, so it will shift the whole rest of the body to try and achieve a homeostasis of the atlas. Mm-hmm. In other words, it tells the rest of the body what to do, and the rest of the body accommodates to that atlas.
And that's why it's so, so important.
I really don't get good results throughout the rest of the body if I don't get that atlas set.
Mm-hmm.
And that's And that's one of the most important parts of our care here. Matter of fact, when I first started out, the Atlas Orthogonal was the first thing that I was involved with.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the basis of my whole healing in the plans
when you
of
started
my practice.
Out 30 years ago. Over 30 years now.
Over 30 years, yeah.
I like what
okay,
you said.
Okay, we don't need to remind me of that.
The autonomic nervous system, you said, it's when things we don't have to think about. I never thought of it that way.
Sure.
But that makes sense.
Right.
Your heartbeat, your...
Yeah.
I know you've touched on this a little bit, but I want to reiterate it. Why is the Atlas area so important? Is it protecting that brainstem?
It is. It's a area in there that has huge effects. One of the things is that the Atlas Orthogonal has been featured on The Doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Dr. Oz has talked about it.
Mm-hmm.
With the Atlas Orthogonal. It has had many different types of publicity, very, very positive, because it does. People are seeing such a wide range of benefits. It's something that Dr. Sue, who is one of the top biomechanics specialists in the world, said that the Atlas Orthogonal technique was one of the most important aspects of balancing out the spine and one of the most important aspects of spinal health.
Mm.
So it has a tremendous amount of backing, has a tremendous amount of scientific peer-reviewed studies done on it. It is a system based on mathematics, something that can be reproduced,
mm-hmm.
and also something that can be studied. And when you're talking about the science of health, nothing gets more scientific than mathematics, because that is something that's kind of irrefutable. And the Atlas Orthogonal system is based on mathematics.
Well, let's talk about how long does it take to become an Atlas Orthogonist?
Sure.
You're the only board certified Atlas Orthogonal.
Orthogonist.
I knew I'd mess up somewhere. Here in the state.
You're actually doing pretty well. That's kind of a complicated thing to talk about.
Well, I've been around here for 25 years. And I know it was pretty extensive training.
Yes.
Considered upper cervical technique. And,
right.
So tell us a little bit about the education to get to that point.
Sure. The thing that I did is I decided to become a chiropractor, and I had researched it, and I talked to the top chiropractors, and I said, what is the most important adjustment to make?
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them said the Atlas. That has the most wide-reaching effects on the health of the body. And I said, what's the most difficult? And they said the Atlas. Matter of fact, a lot of techniques, they just stay away from it. Because it is such a, you move it a millimeter and you can have a huge effect.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to be doing the Atlas, you have to do it right. And it was the major key, and I wanted to get people well.
Mm-hmm.
I had personally had a tremendous amount of benefit from Atlas work. And so I searched around and said, who's the best at this? And everyone said Dr. Roy Sweat. Down in Atlanta, Georgia. So I decided to go down there and go to school at Life Chiropractic College. It's now Life University. And also study with Dr. Sweat. So before I even started school, I started interning with him. And the entire 4 years that I was down there, I interned with Dr. Sweat.
I didn't know that, the whole 4 years.
The whole 4 years. Mm-hmm. I even started there before, working there before I started the school. So it wasn't very long, about a month, but started with that and took all the courses. As soon as they offered the board certification, I got that done.
Mm-hmm.
So I was in the very first class of the board certification program.
Mm-hmm.
So on average, it takes about 3 years to become board certified in the Atlas Orthogonal.
And that's added on to your chiropractic training.
That's added on to your chiropractic training.
So it's not for the... the weak at heart. I mean, you have to be committed.
Sure.
And it's difficult. Not
it
everybody passes or gets to that point, right?
Right. It is something that is considered a specialty mm-hmm. within the chiropractic profession. Now, I do a lot of other different types of techniques along with that. Dr. Sweat encouraged me and what the Atlas Orthogonal, it has been recognized by many other very major techniques as the best technique for the upper cervical. So there's a very famous system called Gonstead, mm-hmm. Which the Gonstead practitioners all acknowledge that if you want to get the neck down, you need to do the Atlas Orthogonal also. Sacro-occipital technique has also recognized Atlas Orthogonal. The Activator also said if you really want to get into the higher levels of adjusting, then you add the Atlas Orthogonal. So it is a specialty that can be added to a lot of other techniques. Mm-hmm. But when you're talking about adjusting the upper cervical area, the Atlas Orthogonal by far is the best technique and is acknowledged by many of the other chiropractic techniques. And then if you want to get really good at the neck, you also add the Atlas Orthogonal to it. And so there's a connectivity mm-hmm. that the Atlas Orthogonal is really trying to encourage, that it works with other techniques too, but it is something that is a specialized and very important part of any type of chiropractic care.
So why did you choose to become an Atlas Orthogonist?
I had a personal history with my own health, which was I had Graves' disease, which is a autoimmune disease of the thyroid. And the thing that helped me was an upper cervical adjustment. The Atlas Orthogonal technique literally saved my life. Mm. So, it had an immediate effect on my numbers and was the key to getting my thyroid disease under control.
Wow. And that, how old were you then?
At that time, I was 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. And you had been sick for a while with
I had been sick
Graves
for a while
disease.
With the Graves' disease, yes. And I really didn't like the alternatives on the medical. I didn't want to destroy my thyroid. I wanted to be healthy. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to get it fixed, not just the symptoms taken care of or my thyroid killed and be dependent upon thyroid medicine. I wanted to get it fixed, and I have no symptoms or indications that I have Hashimoto's at this point. I mean, Graves' disease at this point. Mm-hmm. Hashimoto's is the other way.
You haven't had it, so you forget, right?
Well, Graves' disease oftentimes does go into Hashimoto's eventually. Mm. So, that is something that as we've worked that with that, my thyroid numbers are absolutely perfect right now.
And I remember you telling me, I didn't know you at the time, but after that Atlas Orthogonal adjustment, before that you had stunted, your growth had stopped.
Right.
And
because I developed that at 14.
Wow.
And then I, got the adjustment and mm-hmm. saw an immediate difference. Mm-hmm. I actually grew an inch at that point.
Wow, exciting. We come back more on the Atlas Orthogonal upper cervical technique.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What is auricular therapy, Dr. Prather?
Auricular therapy is where you're using the ear to make some changes throughout the body. And the basic area that you're looking at is the brain. Auricular therapy usually refers to electrical stimulation of the ear. You have ear acupuncture where you're using needle. Auricular therapy is a little bit different because you're using microcurrent on the ear in very specific types of settings to make changes in the entire body.
This is one, Dr. Prather, one of the most powerful therapies we do in my eyes. And would you agree with that also?
I would. It can have some far-reaching effects on people and can make some dramatic changes.
And I want to spell it for people because most of our listeners probably haven't heard of auricular therapy.
People shouldn't feel bad about that because a lot of doctors don't know about auricular therapy.
A-U-R-I-C-U-L-O therapy.
Which just means ear therapy. Dr. Norget, a Frenchman in the 1950s, is the one who brought auricular therapy into science. One of his main things was he helped to map the brain. He was a neurosurgeon. He started to do a lot of scientific study on the brain waves, the ears, and then mapped the brain and the ear points and how they related, and was able to come up with a whole system of auricular therapy, electrical stimulation of the ear along with acupuncture, to produce changes in people's health. So what we're doing with the auricular therapy is really rewiring the central computer. The ear is the conduit to the brain. We can hit different points on the ear and we can immediately show changes in the brain patterns. It used to be that you had to take off people's skull to actually measure that.
We don't do that.
We don't do that. Now they actually have MRI imaging that will actually show the changes immediately in the brain, and you can see exactly what's happening with the auricular therapy. As a matter of fact, auricular therapy is the most proven therapy in the entire world. You can get direct correlation between the stimulation of the ear points and the changes within the brainwave activity. What we're trying to do with auricular therapy is to balance out the brain and the brain function. A very, very important part, because of course that tells the rest of the body what to do. You don't have the brain balanced, you're not going to have the proper effects and the proper health in the rest of the body.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
And I'm feeling good.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're talking today about atlas orthogonal. It's a specific upper cervical technique here used at The Prather Practice. Dr. Prather is an AO. You can call it AO, right, for atlas orthogonal?
Yeah, as long as you don't mean it for anything else.
Well, sometimes I do.
Being my wife, I can understand that.
So, how many atlas orthogonists are there? And I had forgotten, too, you were part of the first group.
Very first
Dr.
group.
Roy Sweat is still alive. You just saw him this year. He's in his 90s.
Yes,
91. Still seeing patients.
Still sees 30 patients a day.
Because this is a gentle technique. It's not hard on the chiropractor.
Correct.
And not hard on the patient.
Right,
it's
right.
It's a non-force, so. See, you could excellent. Be working into your 90s.
Oh, great. Well, I'm not there yet. I just want to point that out.
Now you're far from it.
But I was in the very first class under the Atlas Orthogonal program. There were six of us, and I was in the original class, and I was in the original class for the board certification. Mm-hmm. So I've been around in it for quite a long time.
Right.
So
interesting.
Yeah.
And Dr. Roy Sweat's quite a character. I love when you imitate him.
He is definitely quite a character. He's great. You've met him.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And
he
is quite a character.
Uh-huh. Yeah, he is. And, you know, to think that, I mean, he invented this technique.
He did.
Yeah. So, well, let's talk about that. What is the history of the atlas orthogonal?
The idea about the atlas was first started with B.J. Palmer.
And who's B.J. Palmer?
And B.J. Palmer, D.D. Palmer was the inventor of chiropractic, and B.J. Palmer was his son. B.J. Palmer started the Palmer School of Chiropractic, kind of took over the mantle from D.D. Palmer. And he was the one who first invented the HIO technique, which is the hole-in-one. And it was an upper cervical technique where they'd use a toggle recoil. And I learned the toggle recoil quite a bit in school. That was one of the techniques that was taught. The atlas orthogonal wasn't taught, so I used that in clinic. And then Dr. Grostick was the gentleman who then took the HIO technique and turned it into what was called the Grostick technique. So it was a modification along those lines, and he had done a tremendous amount of pre and post x-rays and found that not always did the HIO produce the results that he wanted. So he did a lot of different types of experimentations, a lot of pre and post x-rays to find out what worked the best. And he found that you didn't need to give a thrust in, that it could be much more gentle and even over a little bit longer period of time. So he'd invented the Grostick technique, which is the original upper cervical specific technique.
Okay.
It was done with hand.
Better name than hole in one.
Yeah.
Were they golfers or something?
Yes, he was a big golfer, so that's why he liked it. So the Grostick technique, and then Dr. Sweat was the first person certified to teach under Dr. Grostick. So he was his protege. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that Dr. Sweat said is, you know, we need to take this to a higher level because it was pretty physically demanding.
On the chiropractor.
On the chiropractor, mm-hmm. to be able to generate the force. Chiropractors weren't able to do it, you know.
Into their 90s. Sweat.
Right. And then there were some of the mathematics wasn't actually correct. So he perfected the x-rays for the analysis. He also invented the instrument adjustment because, it was just it was much easier on the doctor, but then you also got better results. So he invented the instrument and then invented a whole series of analysis and equipment to go along with that to make that possible.
Interesting.
Right.
Interesting. So is atlas orthogonal safe?
It is. One of the things is it is a non-force technique. So you're not thrusting into the neck. You're not getting popping and snapping.
Mm-hmm.
It is a very mathematical, and we are moving the atlas millimeters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's been rated extremely safe. They whenever they've kind of analyzed it, they say, where some people, many doctors, I've got several MDs who come into us, mm-hmm. and refer to us. And one of the reasons is that they don't like the idea of twisting the neck, and the atlas orthogonal is all done within the normal range of motion. There is no movement of the neck while, mm-hmm. you do it. So you're laying down, have your head placed on the headpiece, the instrument comes down, and then it's a non-force, non-thrust technique. So it's a percussion adjustment, so it's basically impossible to really hurt anyone with it.
Well, and I know, I mean, we just got a malpractice reimbursement check.
Right.
How many healthcare professionals get that? Chiropractic has the lowest malpractice.
Mm-hmm. My nurses pay more.
The nurse practitioners pay more.
Well, nurse practitioners definitely pay a lot more.
Oh, you're talking about RNs, too?
RNs.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, it is comparable to a medical assistant malpractice.
The chiropractors.
Wow. And how much we pay.
Yeah, we got a nice check back.
I know.
That's great.
Because of, you know, there's very little payout with chiropractic. So, mm-hmm. it's a very safe type of technique. It is something that medical doctors feel very comfortable referring to. Other practitioners also refer, and patients feel very comfortable because they know that 85% of the population don't like their neck popped.
Mm-hmm.
15% do. And so, you know, if you are one of those 85% who don't like their neck popped, we can make the corrections without that, and very excellent corrections.
So are x-rays required prior to this adjustment?
They are. You need to be able to figure out the angles and the proper position. That's one of the things that really takes the longest within the Atlas Orthogonal board certification. You have to prove that you can do it.
Yeah, I've seen your x-rays with lines, and
right.
I still haven't figured it out after 25 years. That's okay.
So we get that all figured out, know exactly how to make the correction, get the proper angles to put that back in. Even the head height and the angle of the headpiece needs to be precise. Mm-hmm. That's all based off of the analysis of the x-rays. So we do not do an Atlas Orthogonal adjustment without proper x-rays with a good analysis so that we know exactly what we're doing.
And it's nice you review the x-rays with the patient. They see exactly
right
what's going on.
And usually it's very obvious.
Yeah.
That, that doesn't look right.
Mm-hmm. Our bones, when we can see what our bones are doing.
Right.
And where they're placed,
It makes perfect sense once you start working with that. And then the corrections are excellent.
So how is the adjustment done, the AO adjustment?
The AO adjustment is done through a percussion instrument. So there's no downward thrust of the instrument. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, it's very funny. Jody, my scribe in there, she says, I love whenever the Atlas Orthogonal, because everybody comes up and I check it and they're all amazed at the changes that take place. But one of the things they always say are, are you kidding me? Did that actually do anything?
Right.
Because they didn't feel anything.
There's no force.
There's no force. But one of the things that we had found is when I was with Dr. Sweat, when he first was starting to work with that, he had a downward thrust on the instrument. Mm-hmm. But he would watch it on cine radiography, which is moving x-rays. And when you did that, the harder he thrust, the deeper he thrust, the less movement he got. Because the body would resist it. And to overcome the resistance on that, it would require too much force. So what was found out is that the body does not pick up percussion force. In other words, it doesn't feel it.
So it doesn't
brace itself. You know, if you have a thrust coming in, it's going to protect that area and it's going to tighten up.
Yeah.
But if you have a percussion force,
interesting.
You can't feel it, so the body doesn't resist it, and the neck moves over just like butter. So I have to explain that to people, and they say, well, you know, it's just kind of weird. And I said, yeah, it's a different way of doing it.
You're weird.
But you can, I am.
You upper cervical doctors are weird.
We are. We're kind of a different breed. Yeah. they say, well, I can't argue with the results. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I feel it.
Well, it makes sense. I was just in a car accident.
Right.
I didn't see it coming. Structurally, nothing. You checked me after.
I checked you and you were fine.
My neck didn't go out. Structurally, nothing went out.
Right.
Because I was relaxed.
Right. But what happened the time before when we got hit from the back?
And I saw it coming. Yeah. Right. My neck went out.
You were a mess.
I was a mess.
Because you braced.
Uh-huh.
You got tight.
Right.
That's why drunk people
don't
get
injured.
Sounds
like I'm in a lot of accidents.
Yeah, there's only two.
And they weren't my fault, right?
Yeah, that's right.
So why is an instrument superior to the hand adjusting? Now, I know you do you both, but on this upper cervical.
Right. I was trained in both techniques. I took training in NUCA, which is a basis of the old Grostic technique. Mm-hmm. With the hand, with some modifications by Dr. Gregory. And then also the instrument adjusting. And the instrument adjusting, the difficulty with the hand adjustment is, one, you've got a big old, I've got a big old fat hand.
Yeah, everybody's hand's different.
Yeah, I got a big old fat hand and trying to
you
slip
have nice
it.
Hands.
Oh, thank you. when I try to slip it right there on the Atlas, it's not that easy, you know. Whereas before, we've got about a centimeter, little round instrument, where it comes in exactly, and you can make sure that it's right on the spot that it should be. Mm-hmm. Whereas my big old hand, you know, it's like, well, I think I'm kind of there.
Talking about your big old hands.
Well, kind of, you know, I think it's kind of right there. And then also, it can get at angles that I cannot get my body into. One of the problems with the hand adjustment in the upper cervical is you have to get in some pretty odd positions to be able to deliver the proper angle. Whereas I can slide that instrument into those positions, and it's much, much easier to get those in the exact instruments. And then as we're doing it, I get an immediate measurement on each of the different types of angles. So the instrument has the angles that I'm coming in on. I know what I want to get, whereas before I was trying to get my body into those angles, and I said, I think I'm in the right position.
Yeah.
With the instrument, you know it. I know.
That's why it's mathematical.
It's mathematics. The more precision that it's a precision adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a global adjustment. It's a precision adjustment.
I like that.
And the precision of it is what makes it so effective and powerful.
Mm-hmm. And people are on their side.
People are on their side.
Depending on which side, what the x-ray shows.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
Great.
And the interesting thing is I usually only have to do it once.
Yeah, I get my atlas adjusted once or twice a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then it holds until until they knock it out. But on average, most people hold their adjustment a year's time.
That's great. We come back more on the Atlas Orthogonal.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
Thanks for the Medicare. For Blue Cross and Blue Shield. For a hip that finally healed. Remember, on prescriptions, generic is a steal. We thank you so much.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSweightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed. I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
Well, we're continuing our talk on the Atlas Orthogonal, or AO. It's a specific upper cervical technique. And if someone's listening up there, Dr. Prather, how do they know if they need an AO adjustment?
That's a really good question, and a lot of people ask about that.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things, of course, is if you have neck pain, that's an indication. If you have problems going down through the arms, headaches, all those different types of things are indications. But some people need an AO adjustment and don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
What we find is that about 80% of the population have their atlas out of place.
Wow, that's a lot. 80%.
It's a lot. Now, it's not 100%. We have people who come in here and who have low back pain and different types of problems, and their atlas is fine. But we have people who come in and say, you know, I don't really have any symptoms. I just want to get my atlas checked.
Right.
And we find that that is something that's needed. And if you can get that placed into its proper position, it does improve your health.
And I know some people, like, I hit my head getting out of the car the other day.
Sure.
You know, I want you to check it. Because
right.
sometimes something as simple as that
sure.
can knock it out.
And one of the things is, you know, one of the big goals that we have within the Atlas Orthogonal Program is that everyone is checked to make sure that their atlas is out. In other words, you get your blood pressure checked. You know, you get your regular checks for
your vitals.
You get you know, an EKG on a yearly basis. You do blood work on a yearly basis. You should get your atlas checked at least on a yearly basis. Everyone. And Atlas Orthogonal is from babies all the way up until you're in your 90s, right?
Yeah.
And the birth trauma is something that usually sets people up for their atlas to be out. So, you know, getting that started right away and making sure that that's, you know, in place is one of the first things that you should do.
And you don't do x-rays on babies or
right.
children. You're able to adjust it.
We're able to do a reflex adjusting on babies because they're so easy to adjust.
Pliable.
Very pliable, and they get really good results. But all the way from babies all the way up to, you know, into your 90s. I've had people who were 95, got their atlas adjusted, and saw an immediate difference in their health.
Well, let's talk about that. What benefits can be expected? You say, you know, some people, you felt an immediate response. You
yes.
see people here all
sure.
the time.
One of the things is that when we go through the different checks, the issues that show up that are involved in having your atlas out are many. One of the first things is we just go through and palpate the neck, you know, see what's showing up. If the atlas is out, you're going to have some nerve pressure in through there, and it will be tender. So most of the people, as we are checking it, go, ow, 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 ow. Ow, ow, ow is a good sign that you probably need an atlas orthogonal. And some of the people didn't even know that their neck was sore.
Is it always ow, 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 3 ows?
Or yeah, always ow, usually ow. 3 ows. Yeah.
You know, ow, ow, ow.
Jody's in there with me all the time, and she can testify to that. They're going, oh. I said, you know, is that hurt? And, you know, everybody who's kind of, you know, because they usually bring in people to kind of watch it, you know, family members and stuff. And Jody and the family members kind of laugh, and they said, yeah, you could see his face. And, yeah, it's.
And you enjoy that, don't you?
I like to find the problem. So we find the problem. It is sore in through there. Always, whenever you have your atlas out, there's going to be neurological signs, especially going down the arms. There is going to usually be pressure on the ulnar radial nerve.
But they might not be aware of it.
They may not be aware of it.
Yeah.
You know, some of the times, you know, people feel things going down their arms. That's usually a sign that there's a problem. Sometimes, you know, even sciatica can be related to the neck.
Interesting.
So
going down the leg.
Yeah, we've adjusted the atlas and immediately a sciatica, you know, disappeared. But you also get weakness. There's a weakness that occurs in the hands, which is a very big sign that the atlas is pinched. Also, with pressure on the spinal cord, you get a leg length change in the supine position.
That means you're on your back.
You're on your, yes,
I'm
yes.
using, sorry, lay terms.
Yes, laying down on your back.
And you check the leg length.
Check the leg length, and if the atlas is out, there's always a discrepancy between the two legs.
Well, what about, like, for me, when it's been out, I don't have the nerve pain unless you pulpate, but
yeah,
also
when I
a lot
palpate,
of
I can feel that.
Muscle tightness.
Yes. The body's going to have a lot of protective.
Yeah.
So it's going to go into spasm around the neck, and then there's going to be compensations that occur. You know, the jaw's going to shift, the skull's going to shift to accommodate that, the low back, the pelvis is going to shift. It's going to raise up higher on one side compared to the other. So there's a lot of things that start to occur with that. that for an atlas orthogonus is very easy to pick up, and we can prove it to the patient that that is a problem.
Yeah.
As we do the adjustment, what amazes them is then I go up there, palpate the neck, and they go, oh, you're not pushing as hard.
Yeah, you're not pushing the same place.
Or, right, right. That, you know, are you just fooling me? What are you doing? How did that make such a quick difference?
Right.
Because their leg length balances out, the strength in their hands comes back. Immediately, mm-hmm. The tenderness, the nerve tracing going down into the arms is completely gone. Mm-hmm. And you see it as an immediate type of a change. And people are always kind of incredulous. They're like, what?
And what you've done is kind of release that nervous system, would you say?
We have released that nervous system, stepping on a hose, and you've
released it for that flow of the nervous system.
Sure. It takes about 90 days for the nerves to heal up. Because one of the things is Dr. Alfbrig, he was a neurosurgeon over in Sweden, who wrote a very famous book on spinal cord pressure. Mm-hmm. And he's a huge believer in the atlas orthogonal technique. Matter of fact, he refers from Sweden to a gentleman in New York who is, New York City, it's an easy trip in through there, who's an atlas orthogonal for most of his patients. Mm-hmm. Because...
I think he was the guy on Dr. Oz and Doctors.
Yeah, they mm-hmm. talk, yes. And one of the things that they see on that is just excellent neurological. And he did a lot of surgeries, a lot of imaging on that, and found that there's a wasting away. If there's long-term type of atlas misalignment,
yeah.
Then you start to get a degeneration of the spinal cord, the lower brainstem, mm. and of the nerves coming out of the cervical spine.
Wow.
And as that degeneration occurs, then there is a tendency towards different types of diseases. There's a huge effect on MS, all the upper motor types of diseases, mm-hmm. Parkinson's. It has a huge effect on ALS, all those different types of upper motor type diseases. Mm-hmm. And then has a huge effect on a lot of the other types of things that are going on. Matter of fact, the Atlas Orthogonal Program is working quite a bit with the head concussion. Pro football players.
Okay.
So there is an organization that recommends that. Mm-hmm. So most of the head trauma pro football players are getting their care through the Atlas Orthogonal Program at this point.
I'm sure their atlases are a mess.
It is, and there's been very excellent types of changes on some of the more famous people who've had, and mm-hmm. they actually have come out and said what a huge difference that has made. Mm-hmm. And as very important of any type of concussion injuries, the Atlas Orthogonal Program should be a part of their care.
You know, I'm just thinking about the postural issues and so many people walking with their head forward and what
yes.
that does with the atlas and the nervous system.
It is something that you know, trying to find that functional position mm-hmm. In people makes a very, very big difference.
Are follow-up visits necessary?
Follow-up visits are. Uh-huh. The atlas orthogonal usually is corrected, that portion of it is corrected usually with one adjustment. But that takes care of the side-to-side and the rotation. Mm-hmm. But there can also be a forward and backward types of correction that needs to be made. Mm-hmm. You have to get the cervical curve back in. You have to get the head positioning right. And that can take a longer period of time to make that correction.
And then we do corrective exercises, too.
Corrective exercise is an important part. Okay. Acupuncture. All those different types of things are really critical.
I want to make sure that we have time for this question. What improvements have you seen in patients, you know, over the years? You've been doing this over 30 years. I'll remind you again.
So,
time flies. So what improvements have you seen?
Well, you know, MS patients are a very big part of what we do. Mm-hmm. That is what almost all of them say makes the biggest difference.
Montel Williams. Yeah,
with his MS, he came out and was on several different shows talking about what a difference that the Atlas Orthogonal Program made for him.
I think he's doing well.
He is doing well, and it's a very important part of his care. We have pretty much 100% success rate mm-hmm. with severe headaches because of the Atlas Orthogonal. So we've had some people who've gone around for all over the world trying to get their headaches fixed. And the Atlas Orthogonal is probably one of the most critical aspects of fixing headaches. So we've had people who had headaches for years and years and years, and the only thing that got them under control was the Atlas Orthogonal program. I had one young lady who had had she was a baton twirler and had an accident as she was twirling the baton.
That it hit her on the head?
And
ouch.
She went into, wound up in a wheelchair.
Oh my goodness.
And they had a next door neighbor who was a neurosurgeon, so they went and visited him. And he said, well, you know, we're not quite sure what to do. But I do know that there's a chiropractor who's doing some really incredible things. And I'm going to refer you to him. And she came in a wheelchair, and she walked out.
Wow.
You know, right after the Atlas Orthogonal adjustment.
Wow.
Which
very
was
effective.
Yeah, hugely important.
Hmm. Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Up next, we'll be hearing from a patient who will share her health story here at the Prather Practice.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Why does the gut have such a big, you know, effect on our immune system?
Well, 80% of our immune system is around our gut because mm-hmm. that's where most infection actually comes from. People with immune system problems have to look to the gut. And when I'm talking about immune system problems, I'm talking about cancer. Cardiovascular disease is oftentimes kicked off by infections also. Free radical pathology that affects that. All autoimmune diseases have a huge effect because it's a imbalance within our immune system. You always have to look to the gut for that. And you're talking about Sjogren's disease, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's, rheumatoid arthritis, type 2 diabetes. All those types of things really are originating in the gut. So a lot of the chronic types of illnesses that people are actually experiencing, osteoarthritis actually originates basically in through the gut. So there is a huge amount of an impact. And to be able to really treat anyone with any of those diseases, you have to go to the gut. And if you are not going to the gut, you are not really treating that disease. So understanding that and finding out what the underlying problem, and many times when people are going from place to place, doctor to doctor, trying to understand and not getting answers for their disease process, then you have to go back to the gut oftentimes to find the hidden problem. Of course, that is a big problem because it's kind of a hidden area. You know, how do you actually analyze it? And with the Biogenome Project, they have been able to explode. It's almost like a brand new ability to do diagnostics, because now we can do genetic testing. And that testing will actually give us the information from the all the way up to the mouth, all the way down to the anus.
Mm-hmm.
And it covers the entire thing, and nothing is actually left out. So our ability to actually find out what's going on has just exploded.
Well, let's talk about this comprehensive stool kit you use called the GI effects. And why is this one that you've chosen to use in your office?
The information that I get in there has really been so thorough that now we can with confidence be able to say exactly what's going on in the gut, and that we know what is happening and also exactly how to treat it.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. It's a beautiful day. Sky falls and feel like it's a beautiful day. So let it get away. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of The Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients. For our Restoring Hope segment this week, we now go to Elaine Reisner with another patient success story from the Prather Practice.
We are joined by Carol to share her story at the Prather Practice. So, Carol, what first brought you in here to our practice?
Well, originally I came here to bring my boyfriend over here because he has MS, and we'd heard that there's an adjustment called Atlas adjustment, which is very critical for MS patients to have. And in the process, I found out I also needed my Atlas adjusted, and I had seen another chiropractor last year. This was last year when we started, and I had actually used up all of my 40 visits that are allowed by insurance, but I was so impressed with Dr. Prather and all the things that he offers that I came in last year and saw him on a regular basis.
Okay, good. So you came in as a new patient, you saw our nurse practitioner, and did you go forward with blood work and x-rays and all that kind of good stuff, or what did you?
Initially, it was just some x-rays for the chiropractic.
Okay.
And found out I have quite a curvature in my lower back, and I'd been having back issues, but I'd actually tried several different chiropractors over the years in the area, never really found anybody that could help me overall. They could help with individual things, but not with everything. So started seeing Dr. Prather on a regular basis and came in for physical therapy and acupuncture and massage, and it was just amazing the difference that it made.
Awesome. Cool. Now tell me a little bit about the acupuncture. How was that? You know, because people hear acupuncture like, oh no, I've done that before, or I don't do needles, or
Oh, you don't even feel them.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
Good.
It really makes a big difference. And
yeah.
You feel like when you walk out of here, you feel like you're in an altered state because it just relaxes you so much.
Good. So what other treatments have you tried here? You mentioned the acupuncture, massage, physical therapy, chiropractic. What else are you doing?
They also did injections. I don't know if they're called like
trigger
point injections. To help relieve the tension that was in certain parts of my back.
Okay, good. And when you first came in here, were you in pain, or what? Were you just looking for something else, or?
Well, I was in pain, but I'd kind of given up finding a chiropractor that was going to help me, and so I was very impressed with everything that was offered and how many things that we could bring in to help the situation.
Okay, good. So how are things going now? How are you feeling? What are we working on?
Doing really good.
Okay.
Things are improved significantly.
Good. And you and I just talked a little bit ago about you're going to do a new blood test, the Nutra Eval, right? Okay. How is your blood? Are you doing supplements with us?
Yes.
Okay.
We've done blood work to test what I need. And now the Nutra Eval, I guess that's going to target it in even more because that shows what's actually getting into the cells and what my body's actually using.
Okay, good.
So
awesome. Well, you know, it's been good to see you kind of get immersed in our chiropractic, obviously, and it's what's nice is it's a one-stop shop. You know, we're taking care of your chiropractic needs via acupuncture and chiropractic physical therapy and all that, and now you're getting immersed in our internal side too, which a lot of people don't realize, but they go hand in hand. It's structure function is what our care is called. You know, you can't just get everything aligned. You got to make sure that everything internally is working the way that
that's
it should.
That's exceptional
too.
That you guys offer all of that.
Yeah. And I think we just did a testimony with Dave a couple weeks ago too. So
yes.
It's been cool to see how you guys have you know, transformed your health and you're taking your health in a different direction and you're working together on it too. You know, you're always asking how he's doing or what he needs to get scheduled for. So it's good that you're both keeping each other accountable.
Yeah, it works out great.
So thank you for sharing your story. If there was someone out there listening that, you know, maybe is trying a couple of chiropractors and it's just not working or just something just doesn't feel just right, what is some advice that you would give them?
They need to get their butt over here.
Good. Awesome. Yeah. Cool. Yeah, a lot of people, you know, they just want to, you just kind of, almost it sounds like you just kind of were complacent. You were just going to deal with the pain. So mm-hmm. I'm glad that you came through our doors and you're feeling better. And we'll see where we can take your health from here.
Great. It's a great place.
Thank you.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather Practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather Practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.